Hello and welcome to Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westbay, your host. We're at Kyoseta Dome tonight to see the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles face the Oryx Buffaloes. We're still another minute away from game time. The ceremonial first pitch is now underway with Tepe at the mound. And the Gainojin throws out the first pitch. Misses a bit outside. Ball going back to the backstop. Now Yoshi faces out his spot on the mound. Puts a line there where he plans on stepping to. And starts throwing his warm-up pitches. Yoshi has thrown in four games. Has no wins, three losses on the season. The clock strikes 6 o'clock. Yoshi has an ERA of 3.63 in his four appearances. He'll be facing the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles lineup of Tepe leading off, playing center field. Kusano batting second, playing shortstop. Rick bats third in left field. Fernandez plays third base, bats number four. Isobe bats number five in right field. Yamasaki is the designated hitter, batting sixth. Witt is the first baseman, batting seventh. Takasu bats eighth, playing second base. And Shima is behind the plate, batting ninth. Tanaka Makun will be pitching for the Eagles. Yoshi's first offering to Tepe in there for a called strike one. And at 6:01 p.m., this game is underway. The second offering, Tepe shows bunt. It was a good pitch. The umpire calls it ball one, though. Yoshi into the windup. The third offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Yoshi's fourth offering swung on and lined up the middle over Yoshi's head, over second base, into center field, base hit. So the leadoff runner is aboard here in the first for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. The date today, Wednesday, April 25th. Japan Standard Time. That brings up Kusano. The first offering to the shortstop misses outside. Ball one. And a throw over to first. Tepe dives back in. Well ahead of the tag. Yoshi comes set. This next offering swung on and fouled off past the third base coach. That evens the count at 1-1. Yoshi comes set. The 1-1 offering swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman up with the ball. Throws to second base. Pulls shortstop Obiki off the second base bag. Obiki touches Tepe coming in. And there's no relay. So it goes down as a fielder's choice. 4-6. Cutting down Tepe. Yoshi from the stretch. First offering to Rick. Swung on a miss, strike one. Rick batting 311 on the season, 19 for 61. No home runs as of yet. The second offering swung on a miss, strike two. Two pitches outside, maybe over the outside corner. Rick unable to reach out and hit them. Yoshi has his sign. The third offering. Low and away, swung on a miss, strike three. So Rick down, swinging on three pitches for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up third baseman Fernandez. Fernandez batting 261, 4 home runs and 19 RBIs. Swings and fouls the first pitch back to the backstop. Strike one. Yoshi has his sign. Come set. The second offering to Fernandez misses outside, ball one. That evens the count up at 1-1. The third offering misses low and away. Fernandez isn't going for that one, ball two. One strike, two balls. All six games starting at 6 o'clock this evening. The fourth offering misses way up high, ball three. One strike, three balls to Fernandez. So Yoshi strikes out Rick on three pitches. Gets first pitch over to Fernandez, but not the next three. The next offering, that one's over the outside part of the plate, called strike two. Full count now. To the big right-handed slugger. Eagles batting in the top of the first inning. Runner first base, two away. Shobu pitch, swung on a miss, strike three. So Yoshi, two strikeouts here in the first inning. Leadoff base runner, but nothing to show for it for the Eagles here in the first. After half an inning, we have no score. Welcome back to Kyoseta Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Tanaka takes the mound for the Toho Kodokan Golden Eagles. He's thrown in four games, one win, no losses, 4.56 ERA. The one win, a complete game victory over the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks, where he struck out 13. Of one of the strongest offenses in Japan. Very impressive for the high school rookie. He'll be facing Onishi, Muramatsu, and Laroka, leading off the first. Tanaka's first offering misses up and in, ball one. For the Onyx Buffaloes, Onishi leads off playing center field, Muramatsu bats second, playing left field, Laroka plays third base, batting third. The second offering misses just down low, ball two, no strikes, two balls. Rhodes bats fourth in the designated hitter spot, Kitagawa plays first base, batting fifth. Shimoyama plays right field, batting sixth. The next offering in there for a called strike one, as Onishi was taking all the way. Goto plays second base, batting seventh. Obiki is a shortstop, batting eighth. The fourth offering misses just a little high, ball three. One strike, three balls to the Onyx leadoff hitter. And Hidaka is behind the plate, batting ninth for Onyx. Tanaka's fifth offering. That one catches the outside corner, called strike two. Full count. Tanaka into the windup. The Shobu pitch swung on a miss. Strike three. So that's strikeout number one for Tanaka tonight. Tanaka into the windup, facing left-handed Muramatsu. First offering in the middle, down the middle at the knees for a called strike one. Muramatsu batting 233 on the season, no home runs and six RBIs. The second offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Two quick strikes on Muramatsu. Third offering, down low, one bounds to the catcher, Shima, blocked well by him, two strikes and a ball, the count to Muramatsu. We're in the bottom of the first inning, one away. What expanding. The fourth offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. For the third base dugout. The next offering swung on. This one also fouled off to the left side, just past the camera box. Two strikes and a ball. The sixth offering to Muramatsu. Swung on and grounded to the right side. Makun fields the ball, tosses underhand to first base for the out. So 1-3. And we have two-way. That's Witt on first base. And that'll bring up third baseman, La Roca. The first offering to La Roca in there for a called strike one. La Roca thought that was a little low. Batting 371, 6 home runs and 15 RBIs. La Roca is on fire in this early season. The second offering hits La Roca, and La Roca has a few words as he heads over to first base. Tanaka tips his hat. The ball hit La Roca on the side toward the hip. Looks like La Roca said a few words that cannot be broadcast on his way to first base. That'll bring up designated hitter Rhodes. Tuffy Rhodes returning to Japan this year. The first offering swung on a miss, strike one. Rhodes batting 253, 8 home runs, 17 RBIs. The second offering, that one's over the outside part of the plate. La Roca diving into second base, trying to steal. He's touched out. La Roca caught stealing on low outside pitch. And that's the third out of the inning. Throw right on the money. Nice throw by Shima to nail La Roca trying to steal. So Rhodes stranded at the plate. And after two complete now, we still have no score. Welcome back to Kyocera Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We have no score through one between the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles and Onyx Buffaloes. Yoshi on the mound. First offering to Isobe leading off in there for a call of strike one. Isobe batting 369, one home run, 14 RBIs. For the Eagles, swings and misses at the next offering, strike two. Yoshi will be followed by Yamasaki and Witt. The next offering misses way up high, ball one. Two strikes and a ball to Isobet. The fourth offering misses just outside. Catcher Hidaka was waiting for the call. That didn't come. The fifth offering swung on and fouled up the left side. Fielded by the ball boy. Yoshi into the windup. The 2-2 pitch called, strike three. Isobe goes down looking for out number one. That'll bring up designated hitter Yamasaki. The first offering to Yamasaki misses low and away, ball one. Yamasaki batting 217, 8 home runs and 21 RBIs. The second offering misses inside, ball two. No strikes, two balls. The third offering swung on and lifted high to the infield. Third baseman LaRocca calling for it, and behind the pitcher's mound makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up first baseman Witt. The first offering to Witt, over his head, Witt ducks out of the way. Batting 179, 3 home runs, 6 RBIs, 10 for 56. If that was a demonstration by Yoshi to protest hitting LaRocca, Witt didn't get it. Next offering, this is low and away, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. Witt didn't seem to be upset about it. Next offering, swung on a miss, strike one. One strike, two balls, now the count. Fourth offering, swung on and foul back and out of play. To the left side of the infield. Two and two, now the count to Witt. The fifth pitch swung on a miss, strike three. So Yoshi, another two strikeouts this inning. That makes four for the night. And after one and a half, we're still scoreless.
Bye.
Welcome back to Kyocera Dome. I'm Michael Westley, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. For the second inning, we'll be starting off with Rhodes, who was stranded at the plate when LaRocca was caught stealing, followed by first baseman Kitagawa and right fielder Shimoyama. The count was 1-1 to Rhodes when LaRocca was caught stealing. That'll be reset. Rhodes batting .253, 8 home runs, 17 RBIs. Tanaka into the windup. His first offering to Rose here. Misses low and away, ball one. The next offering swung on and grounded back to the backstop. That evens the count at 1-1. The Giants have jumped out to an early lead against Yokohama at Tokyo Dome, leading 3-0. Still batting in the first. Next offering swung on and lined over the shortstop and into center field. Base hit by Rhodes. So the Buffaloes get their leadoff man aboard here in the second. That'll bring up first baseman Kitagawa. The Hanshin Tigers take a 2-0 lead over Yakult after one. That being played at Koshien. The first offering to Kitagawa in there for a called strike one. Second offering swung on and lined back to the backstop. Two quick strikes on Kitagawa. Makun just one strikeout so far tonight. That leadoff batter Onishi. Tanaka comes set. Steps off the rubber. Looks Rhodes back to first. The third offering misses up high, ball one. Two strikes and a ball. The fourth offering swung on and fouled off and out of play. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. Tanaka comes set. The fifth offering in the dirt blocked well by Shima. That evens the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch swung on and lifted to center field. Tepe goes back, but well in front of the warning track, turns back around, makes the catch. Four out, number one. Rhodes returns to first base. That'll bring up right fielder Shimoyama. Shimoyama batting .318 on the season, 3 home runs and 8 RBIs. The first offering swung on in line to right field. Right fielder Isobe going into the corner. And he disappeared. It looks like he made the catch. Huh? No. Rhodes goes into third base. And Shimoyama is held to first base. Shimoyama, a base hit into the right field corner, sending Rhodes to third. So the Buffaloes have runners at first and third and just one out now. That'll bring up second baseman Goto, batting .179, one home run and 6 RBIs. Makun in trouble here in the second. First offering swung on and lifted high to the left side. Fernandez takes a couple of steps toward the line, takes a couple of steps back toward second base, and finally makes the catch as the high fly ball finally comes down. So a fly out to the third baseman for out number two. That'll bring up shortstop Obiki. With two down and runners at the corners. Those of you just joining us, we're at Kyoseta Dome, where the Oryx Buffaloes are hosting the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. On the mound for the Eagles, Makun Tanaka. Yoshi pitching for the Buffaloes. We are still scoreless. The Buffaloes threatening here in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch to Obiki. Misses low and away. Ball one. Rhodes is at third base. Shimoyama at first. The second offering misses just a little bit outside. Ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. Oryx number 8 batter, Obiki. At the plate. The third offering misses down low. Ball three. No strikes, three balls to Obiki. The fourth offering misses up high. Ball four. So Obiki draws a base on balls to load the bases. That'll bring up catcher Hidaka. The number 9 batter for the Oryx Buffaloes. The left-handed Hidaka is batting .095, 2 for 21 on the season. No home runs, 1 RBI. As the base is loaded here. Makun comes set. A first offering misses down in the dirt. Ball one. Makun comes set. The second offering swung on a miss. There's the strike. One strike, one ball, the count to Hidaka. Tanaka looks in, has a sign. Thumb set. The 1-1 offering swung on a miss. Strike two. Hidaka way behind on that pitch. Swinging well after the ball was in the catcher's glove. Tanaka has a sign. Thumb set. The fourth offering swung on a miss. Strike three. So Tanaka gets his second strikeout of the night when it was needed. And after two complete now, we still have no score. Welcome back to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westbay, your host. Yoshi will be facing numbers 8, 9, and 1 batters, Takasu, Shima, and Tepe. And Takasu is swinging at the first pitch, lining it to center field, right center field, where Shimoyama fields the ball for out number one. That'll bring up catcher Shima. Shima batting 095 on the season, 4-4-42, no home runs and one RBI. First offering swung on and grounded foul past the first base coach. Yoshi's second offering misses inside, ball one. 1-1 the count. A 1-1 offering swung on and grounded foul past the third base coach this time. Fourth offering swung on and grounded to the right side, high bounder to the second baseman Goto, who fields the ball and throws to first in time for out number two. That brings us back to the top of the order in Tepe. Tepe started off the game lining the ball over pitcher Yoshi's head and into center field for a leadoff base hit. First offering, slow curveball called strike. Curving right on in there. Tepe batting .269, one home run, six RBIs on the season. This second offering swung on and hit to the left side. Left fielder Muramatsu comes over and in foul territory makes the catch for out number three. So, the Buffaloes down in order for the second time in a row here in the third. After two and a half, we're still scoreless. Welcome back to Kyosete Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Tanaka will be facing the top of the Buffaloes order here in the third. Onishi, Muramatsu, and La Roca. Onishi batting 400, 18 for 45 on the season, has a home run. The first offering, slow curveball swung on and grounded to shortstop. Kusano up with the ball, throws across the diamond to first base. In time, one away. That'll bring up left fielder Muramatsu. The first offering to Muramatsu, slow curveball in there for a called strike one. Muramatsu batting .230 on the season. No home runs, six RBIs. Grounded out to the pitcher, his first at bat. The second offering in the dirt, taken for ball one. That evens the count up at 1-1. Chibilote has taken a 1-0 lead in the third inning at Sapporo Dome against the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. The second third offering to Muramatsu misses inside for ball two. One strike, two balls. Next offering swung on and lined into right center field. That one's going to be trouble. Tepe and Isoba merge on the ball as Muramatsu rounds second base and comes back as the ball gets thrown back in. So Muramatsu, a one out double to the right center gap. That puts runner at second base with one away, and La Roca coming to the plate. La Roca was hit by the pitch his first at bat, and I believe he may be Tanaka's first hit batsman. Nomura Kantoku was complaining that Makun was too nice, not coming close to hitting anybody. First pitch in there for a called strike one. Roko batting 371 on the season. The second offering misses low and away. Ball one, that evens the count at 1-1. La Roca steps out as Makun's taking too much time. Roca's leading batter in the Pacific League fails to hold up on the next pitch in the dirt outside. Two strikes and a ball now to La Roca. The fourth offering catches the outside corner for a called strike three. La Roca goes down looking. The third strikeout victim for Tanaka tonight. That'll bring up designated hitter Tuffy Rhodes. Shakes his bat over his head, cocks it, and takes the first pitch for a called strike one down the middle. Rhodes batting 262 on the season, 8 home runs and 17 RBIs. Singled to left center his first at bat. Tanaka turns and chases Muramatsu back into second base. Shortstop Kusuno shading toward the bag. The second offering misses low and inside. Ball one. One strike, one ball to count to Rhodes. We're in the bottom of the third inning here at Kyoseta Dome. No score between the Toho Kadokan Golden Eagles and Oryx Buffaloes. Muramatsu at second base, two away. And Tanaka throws to second base. Muramatsu back in. The 1-1 offering swung on a miss. Strike two. Full swing by Rhodes there. As he cuts just over the ball. Two strikes and a ball now the count. Tanaka has his sign. Comes set. The fourth offering, swung on and fouled off to the right side past the first base coach. We're scoreless in the bottom of the third inning. The next offering swung on, fouled off Rhodes' left foot. Rhodes just shakes it off. Colt has come up with a run in the third inning at Cochin. Trail the Tigers 3-1 now. Next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. So Rhodes battles off a few. After two strikes and a ball to count. Nippon Ham tied up the game at Sapporo Dome, 1-1 in the third inning. Nippon Ham versus Chiba Lotte Marines. SoftBank and Seibu are scoreless in the third inning. The seventh offering to Rhodes misses just down low. Pretty good pitch. That evens the count at 2-2. Giants lead Yokohama 4-0 in the second inning. 2-2 pitch called, strike three. Rhodes goes down looking. And that's the fourth strikeout for Makun, now matching Yoshi's four strikeouts, which he had through the first two. So after three complete now, we're still scoreless. Back to Kyoseta Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Kusano takes the first offering by Yoshi down the pipe for a called strike one. The second offering just misses up high. That evens the count at 1-1. Kusano will be followed by left fielder Rick and third baseman Fernandez. Third offering misses high and away, ball two. One strike, two balls to count to Kusano. The fourth offering swung on and fouled toward the left side, third base dugout. That evens the count at 2-2 to Cusano. Veteran Yoshi on the mound for Oryx. Rookie Tanaka on the mound for Ducton. Next offering inside, swung on and grounded to first base. Kitagawa off with the ball, takes it to the bag himself. And we have one away. Inside pitch, pulled by the left-handed batter Cusano. Just inside the line. That brings up left fielder Rick, right-handed batter, facing the right-handed Yoshi. Takes first pitch low and away. Ball one. Rick batting 306 on the season. Struck out his first at-bat. The second offering swung on ground to the left side. Obiki up with the ball, throws across the diamond. In time for out number two. 6-3, 4-2 away. That'll bring up third baseman Fernandez. As Tanaka gets up to throw the ball around out just outside the third base umpire, third base dugout. The first offering to Fernandez swung on and lifted to left center field. Center fielder Onishi running over toward the left center gap, has it in his sights and makes the catch for out number three. So the Eagles down in order for the third time in a row at the end of 3.5 now. We're still scoreless. Welcome back to Kyocera Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. In the fourth inning, the home Oryx Buffaloes will be sending up first baseman Kitagawa, right fielder Shimoyama, and second baseman Goto. Tanaka's first offering to Kitagawa in there for a called strike one. Kitagawa batting 323 on the year. Next offering in the dirt, evening the count at 1-1. The 1-1 offering swung on and grounded to the left side past a diving Fernandez and Cousineau into left field. Base hit. So the Buffaloes have their leadoff man aboard yet again. That's the second time tonight. Out of four innings. And that'll bring up right fielder Shimoyama. Time is now 7:01 Japan Standard Time. And we're 1 hour into this game. In the bottom of the fourth inning. Very quick pace by the two pitchers, veteran Yoshi for the Buffaloes and Tanaka for the Eagles. Throw him to first base. Kitagawa back in. The first offering to Shimoyama in there for a called strike one. LaRocca attempted to steal off of Tanaka earlier in the game and was nailed by a beautiful throw right on the money by Shima. Shimoyama showing bunt. Next offering, Shimoyama pulls back at the last second, taking ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Third base coach goes through the signs again. Tanaka from set. Throw over to first base. Kitagawa dives back in, well ahead of the throw. He really didn't have much of a lead. Tanaka comes set. Another throw over to first base. Kitagawa falls back onto the bag. Set. The 1-1 offering, pitch out, nothing going. One strike, two balls. Catcher Shima looking into the third base dugout to Nomura Kantoku for the defensive sign. Next offering, that one down the middle, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. That evens the count at 2-2. Nomura Kantoku, well known for controlling every aspect of the game. At least he was while he was with Yakult. He really didn't seem to do that much with Hanshin. The next offering, Shima had set up outside, Tanaka threw right to his glove, outside, ball three, full count now, as it looks like the Eagles are trying to outguess what the Buffaloes are going to do. Throw over to first base. Kitagawa just back in. The Shobu pitch swung on and grounded to the left side. Runner on the move, it looks like. As the ground ball to Cousineau at short. His only play is to first base. So Shimoyama manages to move the runner along. And we have one away. Runner now in scoring position for number 7 batter. Second baseman Goto batting 175. 7 for 40. First offering in the dirt, blocked well by Shima. Inside and in the dirt is ball one. Tanaka comes set. The second offering swung on a miss, strike one. Tanaka got Goto fishing for a fork ball. Bottom just dropped out of there. A 1-1 offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Two strikes and a ball. Tanaka has been pretty tough with runners in scoring position. Getting Hidaka to strike out with the bases loaded to end the thread in the second. Next offering swung on and lined over the second baseman into right field. One bound in front of the right fielder. Base hit. That's the fifth hit for the Buffaloes tonight. And that puts runners at first and third with one away. That'll bring up shortstop Obiki. Obiki has drawn a base on balls. Batting 270 on the season, no home runs and four RBIs. Naka's first pitch down the middle for a called strike one. With one out and a runner at second base, Tanaka struck out LaRocca and Rhodes in order in the third. The second offering to Obiki swung on and fouled off up the right field line. Two quick strikes on the shortstop. Rookie shortstop for Oryx. Rookie pitcher on the mound for the Eagles. Tanaka steps off the rubber, takes the throw over to first base. Nothing going. Now a fake to third and a fake to first. It looks like the Eagles are more concerned about the base runners than the batter. Although, Tanaka has two strikes on the batter. A third offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Count remains, two strikes, no balls. Good to see the rookie pitcher going after the batters. Sankyu Shobu. Two strikes, no balls to count. To Obiki. Tanaka comes set. The pitch. And Obiki holds up, says the first base umpire on the low outside pitch. He wanted to go. Ooh, I'm not sure that he held up, but umpire has the final word. Two strikes and a ball now. Fake throw to third. And checking the runner at first again. Tanaka comes set. The fifth offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. We'll do it all again. Two strikes and a ball. As Tanaka continues to challenge Obiki. The next offering just misses inside. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Good pitch by Tanaka there. Just a little bit inside, trying to nibble at the plate. The 2-2 offering swung on and grounded back to Tanaka, who gets a glove on the ball, knocking it out of the way from where Kusuno can play it. Kusuno has to make a diving stop to keep the ball from going into left field, and everybody is safe. Kitagawa scores from third base. The Buffaloes take a 1-0 lead. On the comebacker just off of Tanaka's glove. Actually, it wasn't even a comebacker. Tanaka really had to move over to get a glove on the ball at all. If Tanaka had just let the ball continue on, Kusuno would have fielded it in turn two. Ooh, that hurt. Nonetheless, that'll bring up catcher Hidaka with runners at first and second, and one run in. And one away. Hidaka bunts the ball back to Tanaka, who throws over to Takasu, covering second. For out number two. And that scored a run. We had runners at... first and third there? Yes, that was a squeeze. Squeeze bunt by Hidaka on the first pitch. I didn't realize Goto had made it all the way around to third base on that previous play. First pitch to Onishi. Misses for ball one. So the Buffaloes are now up 2-0. Obiki on second, Hidaka at first. No, Hidaka's not at first. Hidaka was out of first. Two away. The next offering swung on and lined into the right field corner. That ball's in there. Fair ball. Obiki rounds third. He heads home. And Onishi has a double into the right field corner. Just barely inside the line. Driving in the third run of the inning. Two outs, runner at second base, Muramatsu comes up to the bat. Muramatsu batting 240, no home runs, 6 RBIs. First offering misses down low, ball one. Muramatsu has grounded out to the pitcher and doubled to right center so far tonight. Buffaloes take a 3-0 lead here in the fourth. Next offering catches the outside corner, called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Tanaka has a sign, thumb set. A 1-1 offering misses way up high, ball two. One strike, two balls. A throw to second base, and Kusano does a good job keeping that ball from going into center field. The next offering catches the outside corner. Called strike two. Muramatsu disagrees with that call. Nonetheless, the count now 2-2. The 2-2 offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. 2-2, two out, runner at second base. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, 3 runs in so far for the Buffaloes. The next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play over the back screen. 2 strikes, 2 balls to count. And it looks like Tanaka was not charged with an error on Obiki's infield grounder. Next offering swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the left side. Count remains 2-2. Runner at second base, 2 away. The 8th offering to Muramatsu swung on the ball in the dirt. Muramatsu starts to go to first base. Shima fields the ball, throws to Witt. And the side is retired. But not before the Buffaloes put up together 3 runs and take a 3-0 lead after 4. Welcome back to Kyocera Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Oryx Buffaloes take a 3-0 lead after 4 complete. The Eagles will be sending up numbers 5, 6, and 7 batters, Isobe, Yamasaki, and Witt. Isobe struck out looking his first at bat. The first offering misses outside, ball one. Batting 365, one home run, and 414 RBIs. Four RBIs? Was it? The next offering swung on a one bounder back to Yoshi on the mound, who throws to first base in plenty of time for out number one. That'll bring up designated hitter Yamasaki, former Chunichi Dragon. The first offering called strike one on the outside corner. The next offering swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder Onishi going back at the wall, looks up, haita! Home run! Yamasaki, a solo home run to straightaway center field. Brings the Eagles back to just 2-run deficit. Puts the Eagles on the board, I should say. After the leadoff man singled in the first inning, Yoshi has shut down the Eagles since. The first offering swung on and hit the other way to left field, going back to the wall. Muramatsu makes the over-the-shoulder catch as he runs into the left field fence. Nice catch by Muramatsu in left for out number two. That'll bring up second baseman Takasu. 2-0, nobody on here in the top of the fifth inning. First offering in there for a called strike one. Takasu batting 205, no home runs, 7 RBIs, flew out to center his first at bat. I think I might have said he flew out to right earlier. Next offering swung on and fouled off to the right side. Two quick strikes on the second baseman. The next offering outside in the dirt. Two strikes and a ball. Yamasaki, I believe he was a home run king one year with the Dragons. The next offering swung on and lifted to the right side. Goto and Shimoyama converging in foul territory, but that ball goes into the stands. Foul ball. Count remains. Two strikes and a ball. The fifth offering in the dirt to Takasu, taken for ball two. That evens the count up at 2-2. Yamasaki's home run was the second hit for the Eagles tonight. Next offering hits Takasu in the elbow as he tries to get out of the way of it. So Takasu hit by the pitch. That'll bring up catcher Shima. Hidaka goes out to have a word with Yoshi. Yoshi looking for his first win of the season. First offering to Shima, grounder to the left side. LaRocca up with the ball. Throws across the diamond to Kitagawa. In plenty of time for out number three. But the Eagles come back with a run here in the fifth inning. A solo home run to straightaway center by Yamasaki. At the end of four and a half now, the Eagles find themselves behind 1-3. Welcome back to Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westphal, your host. We're at Kyoseta Dome tonight. The Oryx Buffaloes hosting the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. In other games tonight, the Giants have doubled their lead over Yokohama. In the fourth inning, at Tokyo Dome, the Giants lead Yokohama 8-0. At Nagoya Dome, Chunichi and Hiroshima are locked up at 1 apiece in the 5th. Hanshin and Yakult in the 4th inning. Hanshin leads that one by a score of 3-1. LaRocca leads off here. LaRocca was hit by a pitch and struck out looking so far tonight. Tanaka's first offering, swung on and lifted to the right side. Center fielder Tepe going back, looks up, and fields the ball off the wall. LaRocca, a stand-up double on the first pitch of the fifth inning. Doubled off the top of the wall in right center. That'll bring up designated hitter Tuffy Rhodes. Elsewhere in the Pacific League, Nippon Ham trails the Chibolote Marines 1-3 in the fourth inning at Sapporo Dome. And SoftBank at Fukuoka Yahoo Dome trails the Seibu Lions 0-2 in the fifth. Rhodes batting 259, 8 home runs and 17 RBIs. Swings and fouls the first pitch off to the left side and out of play. Another full swing by Rhodes there. Rhodes so far has singled to center and struck out looking. Rhodes was stranded at the plate in the first inning when LaRocca was caught stealing. Pete Rose style in the second. Second offering fouled off Rhodes' front leg. Two quick strikes on Tuffy. Runner at second base, nobody out here in the fifth inning. Tanaka shakes a couple signs off from Shima. Third offering swung on and lined to left field. LaRocca rounding third and holds. As Rick comes up with the ball in left, Cousineau was busy covering second base. Otherwise, that was right to the shortstop position. Too much playing around with the base runners. So LaRocca heads over to third base. Rhodes at first. And that will bring up Kitagawa. And Kito pitching coach. Kito pitching coach has his say with Shima there on the mound. Runners at first and third, nobody out for the Buffaloes. First baseman Kitagawa coming up to the plate, batting .330, two home runs and 11 RBIs. Flew out to center and singled to left so far tonight. First offering swung on and a little blooper that's just past the ball bounces in the infield dirt but beyond where the drawn in infield can get to it. Cousineau had a very, very long run, unable to get to the ball. Kitagawa RBI bloop single put the Buffaloes up 4-1. That'll bring up right fielder Shimoyama. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Shimoyama batting .324 on the season, showing bunt all the way. Bunts the ball up first base side. Tanaka looks at third, throws to first. One away. The two runners advance. So the Buffaloes put runners at second and third. With one away, that brings up Goto, batting .195, one home run and six RBIs. Flew out to third and singled to right. And Nomura Kantoku comes out of the third base dugout. It looks like we're going to have a pitching change. Makun doesn't get through five. Four and a third is all he goes tonight. And when we know who's taking his place, we'll be back. In the meantime, the Buffaloes take a 4-1 lead. The new Rakuten pitcher has been announced, Matsuzaki, number 47. For Makun, he threw 89 pitches tonight to 24 batters, allowed 10 hits, walked 2, and struck out 5. The runners at second and third are his responsibility. Matsuzaki, left-handed pitcher, takes over. One out, runners at second and third. And we have a pinch hitter, Shiozaki, batting 136, one home run, one RBI. He'll be batting for second baseman Goto. Right-handed batter. The first pitch in the dirt, blocked well by Shima to hold the runners. Not a good first pitch by Matsuzaki. Matsuzaki looks in, has a sign. The second offering. Swung on a hit to the right side and passed the drawn-in infield into right field. Base hit. Rhodes trots on in from third base. And the Buffaloes take a 5-1 lead. Shiozaki lines the ball past the drawn-in Takasu at second base. Bringing the infield in just doesn't pay. The bloop hit by Kitagawa. Now a line drive through the drawn-in infield by Shiozaki. That brings up shortstop Obiki. Batting 281, no home runs, 5 RBIs. One out, runners at the corners. Matsuzaki comes set. The first offering down the middle for a called strike one. Shima had set up outside, but Obiki threw down the middle, maybe even a little inside, on the inside part of the plate. The second offering, this one high and away, ball one, 1-1 the count, to Obiki. Buffalo's now leading 5-1. The third offering, swung on and grounded to the right side. Takasu up with the ball, shovels to Kusano covering second, the relay to first, in plenty of time, double play. That retires the side, but not before the Buffaloes score two more. And after five complete, take a 5-1 lead. Welcome back to Kyoseta Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Buffaloes will be sending Moto Yanagi to the mound here in the sixth inning. Yoshi with a 5-1 lead after five, looking for his first win of the season. Shimo Yanagi will be seeing the top of the Eagles order in Tepe, Kusano, and Rick. Pinch hitter Shiozaki stays in the game. Tepe struck out swinging and grounded out to short. So far tonight, takes first pitch. Oh, sorry. Singled up the middle and fouled out to left. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. Here in the sixth. Next offering by Shimo Yanagi in the dirt. Evening the count at 1-1. Third offering catches the inside corner, called strike two. Two strikes and a ball to Tepe. A fourth offering swung on and lined into right center field. That one's going to be trouble. One bound to the wall, fielded by Onishi off the wall, and Tepe has a stand-up double to lead off the sixth inning. Don't count the Eagles out of this one yet. The Eagles, when Makuna's pitched, have a perfect record. Winning record. Even though Makun only has credit for one win, the Eagles have managed to come back and win his other starts. That brings up Kusano, batting .246 on the season. Takes first offering on the inside corner at the knees for a called strike one. Kusano has grounded into a fielder's choice to second base and grounded out to first, unassisted. The second offering swung on and hit the other way to left field. Left fielder Muramatsu going back, and that ball cuts foul. Long foul ball for Kusano. Ball slicing foul into the corner in left. Shimo Yanagi comes set. The third offering misses up high. Appeal to third base says no, Kusano did not swing as he was going around kind of protecting himself from the high and tight pitch. It was more of a bailout than a swing. Moto Yanagi? Did I say Shimo Yanagi before? Moto Yanagi. Next offering misses low and inside, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The 2-2 offering swung on and fouled up the first base side. Count remains 2-2. Kusano at the plate. Tepe leadoff double at second base. Nobody out. Here in the top of the sixth inning, Docton trailing 1-5. 2-2 offering, swung on, this one fouled off and out of play to the left side. Cousineau stays alive. Count remains 2-2. The seventh pitch by Motoyanagi misses low and away, ball three. Full count now. Motoyanagi has the sign. The Shobu pitch. Swung on a grounder to the right side. Goto fields the ball deep into the hole at second base. In shallow right field, throws to first base for the force. And Tepe heads over to third. So runner at third base now, one away, and that brings up left fielder Rick, batting 302, no home runs and four RBIs. Struck out and grounded out to short so far tonight. Motoyanagi comes set. First offering to Rick. Misses down low, ball one. The second offering misses high and away, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. To Rick.
Be a hero. Be a hero.
The third offering, check swing, fouled off to the right side. Rick fouling the inside pitch off while checking his swing. One strike, two balls. The next offering, this is low and in, ball three. One strike, three balls now. As Motoyanagi looking like he's starting to struggle. Cousineau did a good job increasing his pitch count, fouling a couple off, battling well. The next offering, swung on and lined to left center field. Left fielder Matsunaka going back at the wall. The ball is off the fence, fielded by Onishi. Tepe scores from second base, and Rick, an RBI double off the left field wall. Cuts the Buffalo's lead to 2-5. Quite a few doubles tonight. Most of them by the Buffaloes. So the Eagles score their second run of the night. And that'll bring up third baseman Fernandez. batting .254, 4 home runs and 19 RBIs. Struck out and flew out to center. In his 2 at-bats so far tonight, Giants continue to lead Yokohama 8-0 in the 6th inning at Tokyo Dome. The first offering to Fernandez misses up high, ball one. Chunichi leads the Hiroshima Carp 4-1 in the 6th at Nagoya Dome. And Hanshin continues to lead Yakult 3-1, that also in the 6th at Koshien. The second offering to Fernandez misses down low. Fernandez checks his swing. No strikes, 2 balls the count. Elsewhere in the Pacific League, Chiba Lotte Marines lead the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters 3-1 in Sapporo Dome. And SoftBank leads the Lions 4-2 at Yahoo Dome down in Fukuoka. Third offering, big swing and a miss by Fernandez, strike one. Pitch just outside, maybe over the outside corner. Fernandez unable to reach it. Here at Kyocera Dome, the Buffaloes lead 5-2. We're in the top of the 6th inning. Next offering, big swing and a miss, strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. Eagles with one out, runner at second base. Pair of doubles in the inning. Tepe doubled to lead off the inning, and Rick with one out, doubled off the left field fence. The 2-2 offering swung on a miss, strike three. Fernandez goes down swinging for the second time tonight. That's Moto Yanagi's first strikeout and the second out of the inning. It's 8 o'clock p.m. coming up on the second hour mark as Isobe stands in. First pitch to Isobe misses outside and high, ball one. No strikes in a ball to the Rakuten team captain. The second offering misses inside, ball two. No strikes, 2 balls. Moto Yanagi went no strikes, 2 balls to Fernandez before throwing up 3 strikes to get him swinging. The third offering swung on and fouled off to the left side and out of play. Strike one. 1 strike, 2 balls. The next offering, that one's called foul tip as Isobe started to swing. So 2-2 now the count. Two pitch, swung on, fouled off and out of play to the left side. The Count remains 2-2. The 2-2 offering. Misses high and away, ball 3. Full count now to Isobe. Defensively for the Buffaloes, Motoyanagi is on the mound. Hidaka behind the plate. Kitagawa at first base. Shiozaki, who came in for a pinch hitter for Goto, is at second. LaRocca at third. Obiki at short. Muramatsu in left. Onishi in center. And Shimoyama in right. Shobu pitch, swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Count remains full to Isobe. Yamasaki on deck. Solo home run tonight. Shobu pitch, swung on and grounded to the right side, but foul past the first base coach. And we'll do it again. Isobe is fouled off. 5 pitches. Working the count full. The 7th offering, swung on and fouled off to the left side. Sorry, that was the 9th offering. Pitch number 10 to Isobe. Swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder Onishi going back. That one bounds to the wall. Onishi fields the ball, throws it in, and Isobe is standing on second base. The 3rd double by the Eagles in the inning. That plates Rick from second base. And we've now got a 2-run ball game. The Buffaloes leading 5-3. So Isobe battles Motoyanagi for a double to center field. And that'll bring up Yamasaki, who homered to straightaway center in the 5th to put Ducton on the board. And that's it for Motoyanagi. He throws 2/3 of an inning, allowing 2 runs so far. And when we get our replacement, we'll be back. In the meantime, the Buffaloes are holding on to a 5-3 lead. Welcome back to Kyocera Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Eagles have scored two so far on three doubles here in the sixth inning, making it a 5-3 ball game. Yamasaki with a home run tonight, coming up to bat against third pitcher Kato for the Buffaloes, and Yamasaki's swinging at the first pitch, grounding it to the right side, but right to Shiozaki, who is up with it, throws to first base, and plenty of time for the third out of the inning. So the Buffaloes get out of it here in the sixth, but not before three doubles by Tepe, Rick, and Isobe make this a two-run ball game. After five and a half now, the Buffaloes continue to hold on to a 5-3 lead. Welcome back to Kyocera Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Kato comes in, throws one pitch, gets the final out in the top of the sixth inning. Going to the bottom of the sixth, with the Buffaloes leading 5-3, it'll be Hidaka, Onishi, and Muramatsu batting for the Buffs. First pitch by Matsuzaki, swung on a miss, strike one. Hidaka struck out swinging and laid down a squeeze bunt. Takes the next pitch low and away, ball one, 1-1 the count. The third offering swung on and grounded to the right side, and that ball goes foul. So two strikes and a ball now to the Buffalo backstop. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Buffalo's leading 5-3. Fourth offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Count remains two strikes and a ball. Tanaka knocked out after 4 1/3. The next pitch misses up and in for ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Two offering swung on, fouled off and out of play to the left side. We'll do it again at 2-2. A seventh offering by Matsuzaki. Swung on and grounded to the right side. Witt up with the ball. Takes it to the bag himself at first base. And we have one away. That brings us back to the top of the order in Onishi. Onishi tonight has struck out swinging, grounded out to third, and hit an RBI double into the right field corner. Batting 404 on the season, one home run and seven RBIs. Takes first pitch on the inside corner for a called strike one. Matsuzaki's third offering swung on and grounded to the left side. The umpire says fair ball. Fernandez unable to field the ball cleanly, up with it and holds Onishi to first base. It was a tough play by Fernandez. I think Fernandez thought it was a foul ball. I kind of thought it was a foul ball. The ball hit in foul territory after the third base bag. Not sure about that call. Next up, left fielder Muramatsu, batting 237, no home runs, 6 RBIs. 1-4-3 tonight. Throw over to first base. Onishi back standing up. Muramatsu grounded out to the pitcher. Doubled to right center and struck out. The first offering to Muramatsu misses outside. Ball one. Matsuzaki on the mound for the Eagles, the second pitcher of the night. For Dakuten. Throw over to first base. Onishi back standing up. The second pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. That evens the count at 1-1. Muramatsu, former Fukuoka Daiei Hawk, moved to Oryx when they were the Blue Wave as a free agent. Matsuzaki steps off the rubber. Keeping Onishi close at first base. I think Tanaka's downfall was being too concerned with the runners and not the batter. Also having the infield in burned the Eagles there in the fifth. Muramatsu, check swing called strike by the third base umpire. Two strikes and a ball. Muramatsu in his 17th year. Next offering swung on, fouled off to the left side. facing second year Matsuzaki on the mound. Matsuzaki has the sign come set. The fifth offering misses just outside. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, swung on a miss, strike three. Muromatsu was fooled on that one. Muromatsu swung way late, like he decided that, it's going to be a strike, I may as well swing. Well, after the fact. That's the first strikeout by Matsuzaki, and that'll bring up La Roca. Runner at first base, two away. Throw over to first, Onishi back. La Roca was hit by a pitch, struck out looking, and doubled so far tonight. The next offering is taken. Runner on the move. Throw to second. Nails him. Shima behind the plate. Catches two stealing tonight. And so Onishi cut down stealing on the first pitch to La Roca. And that retires the side. So the Buffaloes here in the inning, it's 3-up, 3-down, despite the fourth batter being stranded at the plate. At the end of 6 complete now, Buffaloes hold on to a 5-3 lead. Welcome back to Kyoseta Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the seventh inning. The Oryx Buffaloes leading this one by a score of 5-3. Sakaguchi comes in to play center field for the Buffaloes. First pitch to leadoff hitter Witt, taken low and away for ball one. Witt batting 172, has struck out and blown out to left so far tonight. Next offering, swung on foul to the left side. That evens the count at 1-1. The third offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Two strikes and a ball. Cotto, the third Buffalo pitcher on the mound, threw one pitch in the sixth inning, getting the out, getting the final out. This is second inning of work. The fourth offering to Witt, swung on a miss, strike three. Witt goes down swinging for the second time tonight. And that's out number one. First strikeout for Cotto. That'll bring up number eight batter, Takasu. First pitch, misses outside, appealed with first base umpire, says Takasu went around. Strike one. The next offering swung on and grounded to the left side. A fair ball off LaRocca's glove going into foul territory. Obiki and now playing left field Onishi chase the ball down, but not before Takasu gets to second base. Is that going to be ruled an error on LaRocca's part? Whatever it's ruled, Takasu is now at second base, and catcher Shima coming up to the plate. It's being ruled a double. And we'll have a pinch hitter, Kinshi, for the catcher. Number 61. Kawaguchi Kinshi, an outfielder, so I don't think he's going to be staying in the game after this. First pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Muramatsu has been taken out of the game for Oryx. Sakaguchi comes in his place and is playing center field. Next pitch swung on and grounded to second base. Shiozaki up with the ball. His only play is to first base for out number two. Takasu heads over to third base on the play. And that brings us up to the top of the order in Tepe. So Sakaguchi comes in defensively to play center field. Onishi moves over to left field. The first pitch to Tepe misses. High and away, ball one. The second offering swung on and lifted high to the left side. Left fielder Onishi comes in, makes the one-handed grab for out number three. So the Eagles get a one-out double, runner as far as third base, but no farther here in the seventh. after 6.5 now. Buffaloes hold on to a 5-3 lead. Welcome back to Kyocera Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Buffaloes holding on to a 5-3 lead as we go into the Buffaloes' Lucky 7. While the ground crew cleans up balloons, let's look at other games. The Giants take a comfortable 12-1 lead over Yokohama at Tokyo Dome. That game in the 7th inning. Chunichi leads Hiroshima 4-1 in the 8th. Hanshin extends their lead to 7-1 over Yakult at Koshien. Another Pacific League action. Lotte continues to lead Nippon Ham Fighters 3-1 in the 8th inning at Sapporo Dome. SoftBank has increased their lead over the Seibu Lions to 5-2. That in the 6th inning at Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. Here at Kyocera Dome in Osaka, the Oryx Buffaloes hold on to a 5-3 lead over the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. Matsuzaki. First pitch to LaRocca, a line drive deep to left field. Haita! Home run! A line drive into the restaurant just over the left field fence. For a solo shot, putting the Buffaloes up 6-3 now. That ball had no arch at all. It was just straight all the way into the balcony of the restaurant beyond left. So one pitch, one run for the Buffaloes here in the 7th. That brings up designated hitter Rhodes. First swing, swung on and lifted deep to center field, but Tepe is calling for it and in front of the warning track makes a catch for out number 1. Rhodes got just a little bit too much under it. That'll bring up first baseman Kitagawa. Matsuzaki on the mound for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. The first offering to Kitagawa misses inside at the knees. Ball one. Kitagawa batting 337 on the season. 2-for-3 tonight. Takes the next pitch down low. Ball two. He's flown out to center. Singled to left. And singled to... bloop singled to left. Past a drawn in infield. That driving in a run in the fifth. Next pitch in there for a called strike one. Fourth offering swung on, fouled back to the backstop, and over it into the stands. That evens the count at 2-2. The 2-2 offering swung on, lifted to center field. Tepe going back just in front of the warning track. Makes a catch. Just right of center field for out number two. That'll bring up right fielder Shimoyama. First offering in the dirt. Taken for ball one. Shimoyama batting 324, 3 home runs and 8 RBIs. 1-4-2 and a sacrifice bunt so far tonight. Next offering misses up high, ball two. No strikes, 2 balls to count. Next offering in there for a called strike one. One strike, 2 balls. Fourth pitch, that one's in there at the knees. Called strike two. 2-2 the count. Next offering swung on, fouled off the catcher. Ouch. Looks like it got Shima's left shoulder there. Count remains 2-2. Shima doesn't need a trainer. A 2-2 offering in the dirt. Blocked well by Shima. Full count to Shimoyama. Matsuzaki came in with one out in the fifth inning, taking the place of starter Tanaka. Next offering, swung on and grounded through the left side, base hit. So Shimoyama has his second hit of the night. And that'll bring up Shiozaki. Shiozaki came in as a pinch hitter in the fifth inning and was the first batter that Matsuzaki faced. Shiozaki hit a grounder through the drawn-in infield for an RBI single. Takes first pitch here for strike one. Second offering. Just misses outside. Evening the count at 1-1. Thank you. A 1-1 offering. Misses low and away, ball two. One strike, two balls to count. Shima behind the plate has caught two attempted base stealers. Runner at first base, two away. Next offering swung on, fouled off Shiozaki's foot. That evens the count at 2-2. Throw over to first base. Ah! He did not step off the rubber and fake the throw. That's a no-no. Balk called against Matsuzaki. And Shimoyama heads over to second base. Bad, bad Matsuzaki. There was no reason not to throw the ball there. Yeah. So runner at second base, two away. Next offering in the dirt. Blocked by Shima. And Shimoyagi runs back to second base after thinking about taking third. Full count now to Shiozaki. Leadoff home run by LaRocca in the seventh has added a run. Buffalo's lead 6-3 now. Jobo Fitch swung on grounder to the left side. It's going to be tough for Fernandez, who comes up with the ball, throws it away. Shimoyama scores from second base. And Shiozaki heads into second base. As Fernandez throws the ball away, it was going to be tough to get Shiozaki at first anyway with the slow dribbler to third. I'd be tempted to say hit an error on that one. So there's at least an error on that one. And the second run of the inning is in. And that'll bring up Obiki. With runner at second and two away. First pitch just misses Obiki inside, ball one. Obiki batting 277, no home runs and 5 RBIs. Has an infield hit off of the pitcher's glove. Has drawn a base on balls and grounded into a double play. Next offering in there for a called strike one. 1-1 the count. A 1-1 offering swung on, fouled off Obiki's back foot. That's the one without the shin guard. Two strikes and a ball. Buffalo's taking a 7-3 lead here. The next offering swung on and grounded to third base. Fernandez up with the ball. Throws carefully to first base this time. Two in the inning, but Not before a solo home run by LaRocca on the first pitch of the inning. Put the Buffs up 6-3, and the error by Fernandez allowed another run. At the end of seven complete now, the Buffaloes take a 7-3 lead. Welcome back to Kyoseta Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Eagles will be sending up numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters, Kusano, Rick, and Fernandez. Here in the 8th inning, trailing 7-3. Kusano has grounded out to second, grounded out to first, and grounded out to second so far tonight. Has yet to get the ball out of the infield. Takes the first pitch high and away. Ball one. The second offering swung on and lifted to the left side. Shortstop Obiki goes out and in front of Onishi makes the catch for out number one. A lot of young players on both teams. Rookie Obiki. Regular shortstop for the Buffaloes this year. That brings up Rick, who takes first pitch at the knees, called strike one. Kato, the third Odix pitcher of the night, on the mound. Next offering misses low and away. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Kato came in with two outs in the sixth inning. Threw one pitch and got the out. And has stayed in for the seventh and now the eighth. Next pitch misses for ball two. One strike, two balls. The fourth offering swung on and lifted to shallow center field. It's a long run for Sakaguchi, who comes in and makes the catch for out number two. And that'll bring up third baseman Fernandez. Fernandez, a painful error this previous inning. Trying to rush his throw. Threw it away, allowing the second run of the seventh inning in for the Buffs. First pitch swung on and fell back to the backstop. Strike one. Batting 250, four home runs, 19 RBIs. Fernandez has struck out twice and flown out to center so far tonight. The second offering swung on and grounded to the right side, but right to Shiozaki at second. Throws to first, and the side is retired in order. here in the eighth. After 7.5, Buffaloes lead this one by a score of 7-3. Welcome back to Kyoseta Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Buffaloes be sending up number 9 batter, Hidaka, followed by the top of the order in Onishi and Sakaguchi. Sakaguchi came in defensively back in the 7th inning. This will be his first at bat. Matsuzaki, the second pitcher of record for the Eagles, on the mound. The first pitch to Hidaka catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Hidaka struck out swinging, laid down a suicide squeeze successfully, and grounded out to first. Next pitch fouled off to the left side, strike two. Matsuzaki from the stretch. Third offering misses low and away. Ball one. Two strikes and a ball. Makun, currently the losing pitcher of record, threw 4 1/3 innings. Next pitch fouled off and out of play to the left side. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. The next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. The sixth offering swung on and fouled off and out of play. This one back over the back net. The seventh offering swung on and fouled off and out of play. And we'll do it all again. Hidaka fouling off several souvenirs. The eighth offering swung on, fouled back over the back net again. Ninth offering swung on, this one lifted into fair territory, and it's going to be trouble going back to the fence. One bound, two bound to the left center field wall, and Hidaka has a lead off double here in the eighth inning. That brings us back to the top of the order in Onishi. Onishi batting 417 on the season. Two hits tonight. Struck out swinging, grounded out to shortstop, doubled to right, and singled to left. First offering, swung on, fouled off to the right side. Strike one. Hidaka at second base, nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Next offering misses inside, ball one. 1-1 the count. The 1-1 pitch, swung on and grounded to short. Kusuno up with the ball, throws over to Witt for out number one after looking Hidaka back to second. So Hidaka still at second base and one away. That'll bring up Sakaguchi for the first time tonight, batting 139, no home runs, one RBIs, 5-4-36 on the season. First offering in there for a called strike one. The next offering misses low and away. That evens the count at 1-1. The 1-1 offering, this is up high, ball two. One strike, two balls. The next offering, big swing and a miss, strike two. 2-2 the count. My kids have been watching a lot of Cartoon Network lately, and Sakaguchi looks like he would make a good Marvel Comics bad guy. Got this funny little hairy thing on his chin. Lots of sharp angles to his jaw and chin. Next pitch misses in the dirt, ball three. Full count to Sakaguchi. Eyebrows kind of pointed downward, down and in. Yeah, I think he'd make a good Marvel Comics bad guy. Next offering, swung on, fouled off to the left side. Count remains full to Sakaguchi. Shobu pitch, swung on and fouled off to the left side. So Sakaguchi keeps it going. Full count. Silver pitch once again. Fouled off once again. Off and out of play to the left side. We just keep it going. Full count pitch, swung on, lifted to shallow left field. Rick coming in, makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up third baseman, LaRocca. LaRocca was hit by a pitch his first at bat. Struck out looking at second. Doubled to right center as third. Later scored there in the fifth inning as he led off the fifth with the double. And he led off the seventh with his solo home run. A line drive to the restaurant over left field wall. Two away, runner at second base. First pitch knocks him back as it's a little high and tight. Hidaka led off the eighth inning with a double to left center. Hasn't moved since then. The second offering swung on and grounded foul up the third baseline. 1-1 now the count. Time is now 9:01 Japan Standard Time. And we're now 3 hours into this one. Bodix leads it by a score of 7-3. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Runner at second base, two away. LaRocca up to bat. Next offering, swung on, lifted high, and over the backstop, foul. Two strikes and a ball. The next offering just misses. Ooh. That one could have been called either way. Just misses. Maybe a little outside, maybe a little high. It's hard to say which one the umpire thought. 2-2 now the count with two away, runner at second base. 2-2 pitch, swung on and fouled. Back and catcher unable to hold on to it. Count remains 2-2. Again, the 2-2 offer hits him in the elbow, and LaRocca is cursing the catcher, Shima, and the bench is clear. The umpire says, yes, yes, let's just head to first. So LaRocca hit by the pitch for the second time tonight. Nothing breaks out as LaRocca had a elbow pad on and it hit his elbow pad. LaRocca not at all pleased with being hit. He's being taken out for a pinch runner now. Moriyama comes in to pinch run. That brings up Tuffy Rhodes. Rhodes, 2-4-4 tonight. Runners at first and second now, two away. Rhodes swinging at the first pitch, fouls it off up the third base or first base line. One strike, no balls to Tuffy. Rhodes in the first inning was stranded at the plate when LaRocca was caught stealing. Second offering swung on and lifted high to right field, but not deep. Isobe camps under the ball, waits and waits and waits, and when the ball finally comes down, it's into his glove. So the leadoff double and hit batsman come to naught. Here in the eighth inning for the Buffaloes. Going to the ninth, Buffaloes hold on to a 7-3 lead. Welcome back to Kyoseta Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. And to pitch for the Oryx Buffaloes, Carter. He's appeared in 11 games, has 5 saves. Shiozaki moves over to third base. Carter's first pitch to leadoff battery Sobe in there for a called strike one. We'll get defense in a minute. Isobe leading off the ninth. The Buffalo's last, or Eagles' last chance here. Yamasaki on deck, Witt in the hole. Second offering swung on and grounded back to the pitcher's mound. Carter fields the ball on the left side of the mound, throws to first in time, one away. That'll bring up designated hitter Yamasaki. For LaRocca, Moriyama comes in and stays in the game at second base, and we've got a fight breaking out this time. First pitch to Yamazaki hits him, and he starts yelling at the catcher and knocks him on the head. And that has erupted into an all-out pushing fight. Everybody's been separated now. Laroka and Witt are talking a bit away from the rest of the crowd. Witt keeping Laroka away from the rest of his team. And there's a fight breaking out again in the middle of it all. Rhodes and Isobe look like they're having words with each other. It looks like Isobe is being dragged off by his teammates. And Rhodes being held back by Onishi. And Yamazaki being held back by Shima. Yeah, there's a lot of yelling and shoving going on out there. And now Fernandez is trying to calm down Rhodes, and Rhodes not appreciating it. Somebody needs to restore order here. And now everybody's gathered around the umpire to see what's going to happen. Collins Kantoku is having a word with the umpire now. And it doesn't look like anybody is being thrown out. Rhodes is heading back to the first base dugout. Yamazaki is still hot. Yamazaki looks like he wants some justice, or some injustice, as the case may be. Yamazaki was hitting Hidaka on the head for something. Okay, people are starting to disperse. Was Yamazaki even hit? Yamazaki's still being restrained by his teammates. Nomura Kantoku talking with the umpires. Collins Kantoku listening to the interpreter. So now it's just the managers and the umpire out there discussing what's going to happen to whom. Yamazaki is heading to the dugout. I would venture to guess that Yamazaki is out of here. Yeah, Yamazaki is heading to the locker room. He's gone. Carter and Hidaka are throwing the ball around for Carter to stay loose. Yamasaki is probably being kicked out for hitting the catcher, Hidaka. And it looks like we've come to a decision. Umpires are heading to the microphone to let us know what happened. And it's Rhodes who is kicked out of the game. But we're having a pinch runner. After the dead ball, the bench is cleared, and Rhodes is being kicked out of the game for something. Shiokawa is the pinch runner. And Witt comes up and takes the first pitch low and away, ball one. Second offering, swung on, fouled off. Strike one, 1-1 the count. The 1-1 pitch, swung on a miss, strike two. We have one out, runner at first base. Here in the top of the ninth inning, Eagles down 7-3. The fourth offering, swung on a miss, strike three. Witt goes down swinging on four pitches, four out number two. That'll bring up Takasu. First offering to Takasu, swung on and fouled off to the right side. Takasu batting 213. Has flown out to center, was hit by a pitch, and doubled so far tonight. First pitch, swung on, grounded to the right side. Second baseman up with the ball. Throws to first in plenty of time, and the side is retired. So we had a bit of a delay here in the ninth inning as both benches cleared. Rhodes was ejected. Satozaki was pinch hit for, although not officially ejected apparently. And that's the ball game. Let's go over other scores real quick. In the Central League, the Giants defeated Yokohama Bay Stars by a score of 12-1 at Tokyo Dome. At Nagoya Dome, Chunichi Dragons defeated the Hiroshima Toyo Carp 5-1. Hanshin defeated Yakult at Koshien Kyujo 7-2. In the Pacific League, the Chibolote Marines defeated the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters 3-1 at Sapporo Dome. And in the eighth inning, the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks lead the Seibu Lions 8-2 at Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. Here at Kyocera Dome, it was the Oryx Buffaloes defeating the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles by a score of 7-3. The Eagles scored 3 runs on 6 hits, committed 1 error. The Buffaloes scored 7 runs on 16 hits and committed no errors. Tanaka got the loss for the Eagles. Yoshi won his first game of the season for the Buffaloes. I'd like to thank you all for joining me this evening, live and via podcast. Pro Yaki Live is a production of JapaneseBaseball.com and is distributed under the Creative Commons license. You may copy, redistribute, and or rebroadcast in whole or in part in any way you wish, provided that you give credit to JapaneseBaseball.com. This is Michael Westphal, your host, wishing you a good one. Take care. ピッチャー西原背番号25